Hello and welcome to this very special episode of In Conservation With, where we are going to be basing it all around the theme of animated films featuring wildlife. Coming up on this podcast, we will be speaking to Imogen Ashworth about her experiences of wildlife and maybe some conservation projects she's been involved with. We will be announcing a very special birdwatching competition that will be starting in the new year. We will be discussing, once again, Blue Planet 2, and also I will be charting my top 5 favourite wildlife animated films. And finally, we have Well I Never, where once again I will introduce you to a species of wildlife found in the UK that you may not expect. So we're going to start this week's episode by talking to Imogen Ashworth. So Imogen, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Imogen. I'm a third year biology student and I'm also on the Conservation Society Committee.
So we're going to start off with a question that I ask everyone that I interview on the show. What's your earliest wildlife memory?
I grew up in Norway for a few years and they used to take us out every couple of weeks into the woodlands and we just mess around. They'd teach us about nature and animals and give us dead animal parts to play with and all kinds of mess.
So whereabouts in Norway did you used to live?
I lived in Oslo, the capital.
Okay, so next up, we've got a one that can sometimes be quite tough to think of, but your favourite wildlife sighting?
In the summer of this year, I went to Tanzania, and when we were there, we went swimming with wild dolphins, and that was pretty magical.
Oh, nice. Whereabouts in Tanzania were you?
We were on Zanzibar Island most of the time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice weather?
Yeah, nice weather.
Okay, so following on from that, what's your favourite place to kind of see wildlife?
I don't really have any specific place I'd go to see wildlife, but I quite like just seeing it as you go around day-to-day life. Like, you're walking your dog and a fox runs out ahead, or you see something special, and it's just always reminds you that there's a lot of stuff out there, and that's my favourite kind of time to see it.
So if I had to push you for a favourite kind of British piece of wildlife to see out and around, or one you always kind of feel happy when you spot it, what would that be?
Probably would be a fox, because you don't see them much, especially in the daytime, and then you see one and it's just they're so cute and graceful and pretty.
You have that brief moment of wondering whether it's a cat or a fox.
Yeah, then, or if your dog's gonna bark at it.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier about being on the committee for CONSOC. So can you tell us a little bit about maybe some conservation projects you've been involved with as a part of that?
Yeah, every November and March we go on trips to the Peak District and we work with the rangers doing all kinds of conservation work up there. So like November last year we cleared a load of trees to make heathland and made a huge, huge bonfire, and that was really cool. And just doing stuff around there, keeping it nice and keeping it all healthy and ecosystems going. It's really good work. It's nice times.
Fantastic. So following on from kind of the stuff with the Peak District, if anyone listening is wanting to get involved with Conservation Society, how do they do this, and also why should they do this?
Well, they come along any Wednesday at 1:15. We're always waiting outside Portland and we'll be there for you, and then we'll take you on down to wherever we're going to the day. We're always doing different activities, like we've done some bulb planting recently, or doing pond dipping, or just whatever the rangers need help with. And we do mostly work on Highfields Park, and it's always nice because you go there every day and it's nice to know you've helped in keeping it good and healthy. And it's always nice to walk around it anyway, so it's just a chance to go to places you wouldn't normally go in the park as well.
Okay, so lastly, to finish off, the theme of this episode is animated films featuring wildlife. So do you have any particular favourites?
Yeah, bit edgy and hipster, but Princess Mononoke has got to be up there, because it's a really magical experience. It's all about, at its core, it is all about conservation, and you can't just destroy nature. It's not good for the world. And, like, you know, you've got to keep in tune with it.
So if you haven't seen it, check it out.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, thank you, Imogen, for coming in.
No worries.
I'm delighted to announce that Conservation Society, in association with In Conservation With, will be running a birdwatching competition for you in the new year. It will take place on January the 28th at Attenborough Nature Reserve, and more details will be released as we know them. So stay tuned for more. In this next section, we are going to be taking a look at wildlife in popular culture. And to start off with, we're going to look at this week's episode of Blue Planet 2. And we'll start with a little clip of David Attenborough talking about his favourite species on the show, the clownfish.
A coconut shell. It looks just right, but it's a long way from home.
So as you just heard, the clownfish had to move the coconut a substantial distance to get it back to the anemone so that the female clownfish could lay her eggs. In order to capture that footage, the camera crew were down underwater for 4.5 hours. So obviously that's quite a substantial amount of time. Also on Blue Planet 2 this week was a hypnotising fish. So the cuttlefish, which specialises in hunting crabs, can change colour, and it was kind of fluid colour changes, and it really had a hypnosis effect. And if you didn't get a chance to watch it, I really recommend checking it out because it's totally bonkers. We also saw cohesion in the animal kingdom, so a fish called a grouper and an octopus were working together to catch fish, and sometimes the octopus would get the fish and sometimes the grouper would get the fish. So it's quite a nice display of cohesion between species. We also saw a lionfish get eaten by one of the most terrifying things I think I've ever seen, a bobbit, which is a carnivorous worm. And we saw green turtles at Turtle Rock. They're kind of generations of turtles have worn a hole in the top of this rock, and the turtles would swim in and then they'd get cleaned by other species. And it really reminded me of a wildlife animated film, which will link us in really nicely to our next little subsection talking about my top 5 animated wildlife films. So I'm sure this is going to cause a great deal of controversy and people will be up in arms about my decisions, but I can only pick what I want to pick. So I'm going to run through my top 5. If you disagree or you have any other films that you think I've missed out that I might have accidentally missed out, then please post your comments and post your top 5 on Facebook, on Twitter. So at number 5, linking on really nicely to those green turtles at Turtle Rock, is yes, that's right, it's Shark Tale, an absolutely phenomenal film. At number 4 is a film that I remember watching when I was younger, and it's not the most popular film. A lot of people haven't heard of it or haven't watched it. If you haven't, I recommend seeing it. But the film is Brother Bear, and here is the really distinctive theme song as written and performed by Phil Collins. Next up at number 3, we have a film all about dancing penguins, and that is, of course, Happy Feet. And here is just one of the amazing songs from the Happy Feet soundtrack. Boogie Wonderland. Boogie Wonderland. So we've reached the top 2, and some big hitters haven't been heard yet. And I'm sure there's one film in particular that my girlfriend said was her favourite that I haven't listed in my top 5. So I'm sure a lot of other people will be annoyed at me for not mentioning it as well. But at number 2 is a film linking nicely to David Attenborough's favourite species on the Blue Planet 2 series. And it is, of course, Finding Nemo, there's not really a noticeable or known theme from Finding Nemo, so I've just played a little clip featuring Dory.
Oh, big fella. Big whale. Okay. Maybe he only speaks whale. We need
Dory.
To find
what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you sure you speak whale?
Can you give
Dory?
Us
Heaven knows what you're saying!
And at number one is a film that if you don't have this film at number one, then I feel that you're just wrong. I agree that opinions can change from 2 to 5, but this film, for me, is the best, probably, film of all time, and that is The Lion King. And here's just one of the fabulous songs from The Lion King. So, as I said at the start of that little section, if you disagree with me, if you've got alternative films that you like, then please post them on the Facebook page and tell me your wildlife animated film top 5. So in this last section, Well I Never, we are going to take a look at a species of wildlife that you may not expect to find in the British Isles. And this week, because of our link with wildlife animated films and the such, I'm going to play a little clip from a film that features this animal and then talk about where you can find it in the UK and a little bit more about it. So here is the clip from Over the Hedge.
Stella!
Look, it's not you. It won't work, okay? Because I'm a...
Fuck!
Yeah, that. Sorry you have to see this. Fire in the hole!
So, yes, the striped skunk is a species that can be found in the UK. It is thought that it either escaped or it was released when it was kept as a pet. And as you probably told from the clip, it's best known for being able to squirt out a very nasty-smelling liquid. I believe the sole place to find them in the UK in the wild is in the Forest of Dean in Gloucestershire, which is quite close to where I live. And this may seem like unnecessary advice, but if you do spot a skunk, don't startle them, and whatever you do, don't let your dog go near them, or else you'll be opening all your doors and windows for the next month. So in a slightly unusual finish to the show, I wanted to talk about something David Attenborough mentioned in Blue Planet 2. And I was going to do this in the Blue Planet 2 section, but I thought it'd be better off giving it its own special little section at the end, so I can properly kind of do it justice and give it the weighting it deserves. And it's the rather worrying discovery that our seas are warming and they've risen by kind of 1 or 2 degrees, and this is causing corals to lose colour and lose their main source of food. And if temperatures continue to rise through global warming and climate change and such forth, then our corals will die, and possibly by the end of this century. And once the corals are dead, there's no coming back from that. So all of the species and the various different wildlife that relies on corals and calls it their home and lives there and feeds there will not have a habitat and will become extinct. And I think it's easy to campaign for stuff we can see, so for endangered rhinos and stuff, which of course is fully justified. But we have to bear in mind that there is a whole world living in our seas to cover 75% of our planet. And we really need to make sure we're doing stuff that can help them as well. So whether that's recycling or all of this little stuff which people don't think matters can make a great difference. And if we all start doing this, then hopefully we can preserve our coral reefs for years to come. And hopefully so our children's children's children can get to live in a world where all of these animals still exist. So that brings us to the end of this week's podcast. This week we had quite a fun theme of wildlife animated films. And as I've said numerous times throughout the podcast, if you want to give me your top fives, then please leave a comment on the Facebook page. Thank you so much to Imogen Ashworth for coming in and interviewing with us today. And I hope you found her interview interesting. And if you've got any other general comments or feedback, then please feel free to send me a message. Until the next time, I've been Chris Shine, and here is another wildlife animated film theme song to play us out.
Everybody wants to be a cat, because the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
Tell me, everybody's picking up on that feline beat.